The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Welcome to The Believer's Walk of Faith, empowering believers through teaching, preaching, and demonstration of the uncompromised Word of God to fulfill their highest calling and change this world through Jesus Christ, to glorify God in all we do, to train up and send out believers to cover the whole earth with the knowledge of the Lord. Welcome to the Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, this is Bill Winston, and welcome to another broadcast. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Oh, we have a powerful teaching for you today. We're teaching on the force of faith. Now, faith is a force. And when I say that, I mean it's a spiritual force. Now, spiritual force comes out of our spirit. In other words, you're born again. That force comes out of your spirit and actually can move or change natural things. See, the spirit world has dominion over the natural world. The natural world is controlled by the more powerful world of the spirit. God is a spirit. That's what it says in John chapter 4, verse 24. But you and I, once we got born again, we are spirit. In other words, when this body of ours, if Jesus tarry, it goes back to the dust, it's going to turn back into dust. But we will live on because we are spirit. Well, let's operate like God out of our spirit. And when God wanted to form things in the earth, he spoke them. And God said, and God said, and God said. Well, the same thing about us. He said in Mark 11:24, whosoever shall say. Glory to God. So we can straighten out some things with our words. Hallelujah. So I remember when I was a kid, my mom used to straighten me out with words. Boy, she had that little belt in the background, but the words are the things. I said, well, let me just heed to these words. My point to you is that the words that we have are very powerful. And the tendency is to think that words don't really, you know, matter. Sticks and stones may break my bone, but words will never hurt me. That is not true. So you can speak wrong words and really shorten a life. You see, God wants us to understand that there's a faith that is possible to come out of our spirit that'll actually move or change natural things. You get your Bibles and pencils and paper. Let's go into it. It's called The Force of Faith. Faith is a higher law than time. Time is a temporal creation. Time was a creation of God. Okay? And everything God created, he put under man. Got it? Everything. So what time tries to do with your life is imprison you. And if you're not in faith, it will. Because faith is the only law that will supersede it. So where it takes something a long time, let's say, here's Jesus, he said, peace be still. And the storm immediately stopped. Well, notice what time would have for you to do. You got to wait on the storm to pass. Now, y'all follow what I'm saying? Amen. See, if you're in time, you got to wait on payday. Right. Are y'all follow what I'm saying? Amen. See, now, what brings you into the prison of time? Fear. It's designed to lock you out of faith and put you in time. Hopefully the devil will have you run out of time. Boy, she could have gotten healed if she just had a few more days of that thing fighting that infection. No, faith will get you healed in a second. In a second. Because it overrides time. It takes time and brings time to zero. Are you with me? So just think of anything it takes you time to do, then apply faith to it. That's why a lot of people, even in their giving, they run out of time because they never sowed in faith. They sowed in time. So now it gonna take time for that harvest to come back. And usually it takes so much time until they give up. Because they said, man, I'll forget about this. This ain't come back. But if you sow it in faith, you can get blessed before you get out of the building. I'm telling you now, because are you following what I'm saying? Over at the gravesite of Lazarus, we took you to that. And what happened was they told Jesus and came running, telling him, say, hey, he who you love is sick. The one who you love. Well, that was Lazarus. And he said, instead of jumping up where he was, dropping his scrambled eggs and running out there to Lazarus, he stayed two more days where he was. Okay. And when he did that, he stayed where he was too long, because when he finally got there, Lazarus died. Why? What killed him? Okay, good. Yeah. That's good. This is a good bunch over here. Maybe I'll go back over there with them. But here he was, and he got there, and when he finally left, he told the disciples before he left, he said, Lazarus, so-and-so, and they said, well, he told them Lazarus is asleep. They said, well, if he's asleep, he doeth well, meaning that his body is starting to heal and so forth and so on. He said, no, Lazarus, the Bible says, up there it says, the King James said, Lazarus is dead. Now, that is not the Greek. That is not what Jesus said. He never called somebody dead. He said, Lazarus died. Y'all get the difference? See, he knew his words were key for him performing works over time. Because he was releasing faith. So he said, let us die. So he got there, and Martha came, and then the first thing they did is try to put a guilt trip on him. Well, now, if you have been here early, I can see her now. Look. If you had just been here earlier, my brother would not have died. And Jesus said something. He said, your brother will rise again. Now watch the reference. Watch the speech. Watch the belief that's in the heart. I know he'll rise again in the resurrection and the last day. Got it? So when Jesus said he'll rise again, right away, she focused on the last day. See? He said, wait a minute. I am. Come on now. Now, all of a sudden, that took you way back to Moses. When Moses said, who shall I say sent me? And he said, just tell them, I am. See, because there is no time in God. He is the Alpha. Oh, Lord have mercy. Are you following what I'm saying? And so he was telling her, wait a minute, I'm the first and the last. In other words, I am the resurrection. I have come from the resurrection back here in time. And I am the resurrection. I am it. Then he told them, roll away the stone. Now, this is the key for my ministering tonight. Roll away the stone. Now, what did he do when he spoke that? Roll away the stone. Now, he's putting his ministry on the line. He is putting himself in a place where if this doesn't work, am I right about it? Now, I put a word down here, just a minute, that I want to use. He set himself up for ridicule. He set himself up for ridicule. Now, that's the essence of what I'm feeling by the prompting of the Spirit that I'm supposed to share with you tonight. He set himself up for ridicule. Now notice, walking by faith can set you up for ridicule. I want you to see that, because we got a lot of cool saints. They don't want to set themselves up for ridicule. But think about it. When Jesus spoke to that tree, it says, and the disciples heard it. Set himself up for ridicule. But see, fear will have you not do that. It'll make you stay in a safe place. Now you got to hear what I'm saying now. I'm not saying foolishness. I'm saying faith. But faith brings you into a place where, boy, I sure hope this works. But you don't have to think like that, because faith is the assurance. You cannot explain it. You cannot feel it. You cannot naturally prove it, but you know it. Now think about it. He spoke to a storm, didn't he? He spoke to water. Now the disciples are watching all of this. He said, peace, be still. And it stopped. Now he's speaking to, about to speak to a dead man. So he told them, roll away the stone. Now here they are. They got to roll this stone away. And I can see some of them standing back, them disciples saying, man, boss man done got himself into something here. This ain't the Lord done stepped too far out there now. No. Faith is a law. Faith is a law. It will always work. I'm just saying, faith. And when you start living that way, you're living on top of the world. You're living in a place where you now become the governor of this earth. That the word and your faith become the controlling factor in every situation. Not what the doctor said, not what it looks like. Mm-mm. It's what my faith says. Are you following what I'm saying? All right, let me try to finish this here. So, what we said is faith will set you up for ridicule. Say amen to this. Amen. All right, so what you have to do is realize that that is the way faith works. Faith is so different from fear. And when you begin to apply faith and walk by faith like that, it may seem a little weird to other people. Now, Jesus had a certain kind of faith, and that's the kind of faith that he was teaching people about. Let's go to Mark chapter 11, please. Mark chapter 11. And it says here, verse 12, on the morrow when he was come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree of far off having leaves, he came to it, happily he might find anything thereon. But when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. Now that makes it seem like the season has not come, but the season had come and gone, and this fig tree still bore no fruit. And Jesus answered and said to it, no man eat fruit of you hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. Now, he spoke now to a tree, and what we said basically is he cursed this fig tree. But it distinctly says his disciples heard it. It didn't say they overheard it, as if he was trying to sneak it in, but they heard it. Verse 19, and when evening was come, he went out of the city. Now that apparently was the same day, but the next day in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter calling to remembrance and said to him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. And Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. This idea of faith, it does the impossible. And where this tree would normally take days, maybe a few months, to really wither away, this tree withered away in less than 24 hours. Can I ask you, was Jesus dominating time? Okay. With you using faith, can you dominate time? All right. So now, there are two kinds of faith. One, there is creative faith, and there is dominating faith. Now, creating faith is faith that creates things. It is not creating something that is not there. It's creating something that is already there. All right, let me show you what I mean. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 46, please. It says in verse 9, remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God and there is none like me. Declaring the what? In from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. In other words, whatever I've said will come to pass. All right. Everything that God is going to do for you, he has already done. Come on, stay with me now. See, if you don't understand how time works and your dominion over it, it is hard for you to get into the miracle realm. Everything God's going to do for us, he has already done. Why? Because he saw the end, come on, from the beginning. You got it? Now, what is happening with this is that, oh, have mercy. In creative faith, it is already there. But it's there in a dimension that the natural eyes cannot detect it. It is in the spirit realm. But faith can see it. So faith is the substance of things hoped for. Keep going. The evidence of things not seen. It's got to be there because you got evidence of it. If it wasn't there, you wouldn't have no evidence of it. So it is already there. Let me tell you. See, remember, have you ever heard the expression, the devil's in the details? See, what he said is, they that believe shall lay hands on the sick in Jesus' name, come on, and they what? Shall recover. Now, I don't need to go study on internet all about a kidney and how it functions and all of that. I don't need to do that. God is going around the world system. And he's making it so all you have to do is believe it and obey him by laying hands on the sick, and sickness then is cut off at the root.
Yes, sir.
You see, nothing can exist in the natural unless it first exists in the spirit. And if I, by the power of God, can cut it off in the spirit, the natural's got to fall off your body. Well, praise the Lord. I trust that you were empowered by that teaching. Now, that's called the force of faith. Now, one of the things that fights against faith is fear. Fear contaminates faith. You know, you've got water that's contaminated, you can't drink it because it'll do you more harm sometimes than good. So I'm saying the same thing about faith. Faith won't flow when it's contaminated by fear. And one of the quickest ways to get rid of fear is to get the presence of God in your life. David said it like this. He said, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Praise God. You get in that Bible enough and you get the presence of God in your situation, fear will leave. And when fear leaves, faith will flow like a flood. Praise God. And that's what you want. So it's a powerful teaching called the force of faith. The address and phone number are on your screen. Order it right away. It's a very, very important teaching. I mean, after you get born again and filled with the Spirit, faith is the most important topic. To learn how to use your faith. Praise God. Well, speaking of faith, there's a scripture that says in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. It's not of works, lest any of us would boast. We're talking about saving faith now. We're talking about the faith that you and I need to be born again. You see, again, I shared it many times before when I was a kid. I used to go to church and do, you know, religious things on Sunday, but I wasn't born again, you see, because I'd never really received Jesus Christ in my heart. Now, I'm talking to somebody out there right now, and your life hasn't changed because the inside hasn't changed. You see, once there's a change on the inside, things will happen differently on the outside. Well, they didn't happen differently because I'd never been born again, and my life progressively got harder and harder. Why? Because the Bible says the way of the transgressor will eventually get hard. So God wants all to be saved and none to be lost. So he's now pulling for us. And that's one of the reasons you're listening to this teaching in this broadcast. Because I'm about to pray with you right now. I'm saying there's no distance in the Spirit, no time in the Spirit. So as I'm praying for you now and you're listening to me there, it's right on with God. Praise God. I'd like to pray for you the same prayer they prayed for me years ago that took me out of darkness into the light. And it gave me a brand new start in life. You see, the Bible says anyone that's in Christ becomes a new creature. Everything old is passed away. All of our sins are remitted. Everything is passed away. You have a brand new start. Well, if you're ready for that brand new start, I'd like to pray with you right now. Now, I'm talking to you because there's times you, in your heart, you sense that, hey, I need to go to church. I need to be saved. I need to know Jesus. Well, this is the time right now. I want to pray with you right now. Would you do something? Would you bow your head with me right now? And let's pray together. Repeat after me. Dear Lord, I come to you now, just as I am. You know my life. You know how I've lived. Forgive me, Lord. I repent of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for my sins. On the third day, he was raised from the dead. Lord Jesus, I ask you, come into my heart. Live your life in me and through me from now on. From this day forward, I belong to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise God. If you prayed that prayer, I can guarantee you right now, if you prayed it from your heart, a miracle took place. I don't care where you are, how much distance there is between us. There's no distance with God. He is right there with you right now. Now, I'd like to send you out a book. It's called Born Again and Spirit-Filled. Now, this book, I have it also in Spanish. It's going to teach you basically how to, what the next steps are, and how to find a good church, and go into a good Bible-teaching church so you can grow, how to be water-baptized, filled with the Holy Spirit. All that's in this book. It's called Born Again, Spirit-Filled. I wrote it myself. It is free of charge. Praise God. We are so encouraged that you've come into the kingdom, and God has got some good things prepared for you. Praise the Lord. Well, this is Bill Winston saying congratulations, and we'll see you next time. Keep walking by faith.
Are you facing challenges in your life and you can't see how you'll overcome them? Are you experiencing sickness in your body, problems in your relationships, or troubles in your finances? This is the time that the force of faith is required on your behalf. The force of faith can do the impossible for you in any situation.
The enemy is not after us. What is he after? He's after our faith. Because he knows faith will defeat him every time.
Order The Force of Faith today, and you'll learn why faith always declares the outcome before the fight ever starts. Why fear contaminates your faith. Why faith dictates your destiny, not people, and much more.
You got to fight the what? Good fight of faith. See, you got to stay in faith. If you made that confession, you got to stay there. Say amen to that. Because you can't go by how you feel or what's coming against you. You can't go by how it looks or what somebody said. You got to go by one thing, the Word of God. If God said it, that's what you believe.
To order your copy of The Force of Faith, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.billwinston.org. The Believer's Walk of Faith.